This is the Miguel Show Uncensored with Ms. Holly O'Connor.
Hey.
And producer Nikki. So first off, Holly, what's this health scare or what is going on with you? You came in this morning. You were like, something's happening to me.
I know.
I'll tell you during the podcast.
And I hope not.
What's happening?
So yesterday, well, let me back up. A couple weeks ago, like Maya was sitting on my lap. Maya's my daughter, mm-hmm. and she's two. And she like bumped into my boob and it hurt a little bit, but I was like, eh, whatever.
Oh.
So yesterday, out of nowhere, I rolled onto my side when I was taking a nap and my boob hurt again, except this time there was like a hard lump. But it's like, it wasn't just a lump. It was like a hard what felt like a vein, like oh. all like near my nipple. Hey, Uncensored Podcast, going up and then going like down around the nipple. And I was
do you
like,
"Do you want to take your? Do you want to show us?
Can I feel?
Did you, can, I kind of want to see.
I don't.
You want us to give you a breast exam?
Yeah, Holly, we can just block out the windows here in the studio and we can see. I mean, listen, we're friends here. We want to help you out.
I don't want you to feel my hard boob vein.
I mean, like, if you were a real friend, you guys are apparently best friends, and that's the kind of thing best friends do.
It's true, Holly.
Well,
come on over here. Let me see.
You have a problem.
It's not.
You have your best friend. Check it out.
It's not really hard anymore.
No.
And there's a reason.
Okay.
So I'm like, what is this? At first, I got real scared because I'm like, what is this?
You because know, that's any how your mom found out she had breast cancer is when your
yeah.
brother
bumped into it and she yeah. found a lump. So I was real scared. And then I was like, wait, this isn't just one lump. Like, this is like twisty turvy, and I was like, this kind of feels like when I was breastfeeding and I had a blocked duct, and I was like, what the actual
are you
F?
Pregnant again?
So oh. I pushed on it, milk came out. I almost shit my britches. I actually stared at my boob as milk was coming out of it and went, what the fuck? Who needs milk? Anybody want some? Apparently, well, I got some leftover.
Didn't you stop breastfeeding like almost a year ago, or like
yes,
over a year?
Over a, it has been a year and 3 months that I have not been
wow.
breastfeeding.
That's real gross.
It's
I'm not gonna lie.
Crazy. Oh, it's insane. And I got real scared. I was like, "Why is there milk all of a sudden?" And it was. Oh, this is that's too much.
Wait,
like,
now I want to know.
I mean,
what?
It was
were
kind
some
of
other
like
juices
yellow colored. Not like you. But see, that's normal because sometimes breast milk is yellowish, especially if it's like the fatty portion of the breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's thick. And it didn't smell bad or anything because right. believe me, I checked.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Wait, so like,
how
my boob? No, I want to know.
Did
like,
you save it? Do you think you still have milk in there and you can like put a little in a cup and Miguel can drink it?
I don't
no,
think you want to drink. I don't know how long
not,
it's been in
no.
there. I don't know.
Oh, it's like sour milk that's been in your refrigerator
I don't know, but
for
was,
this.
But that's what's crazy. Like, it can't have been there for a year now because otherwise, where would it would have been hard before now, right? This has got to be kind of recent.
I mean,
so
wait,
I shoved on it
pregnant.
And I like you know held a napkin and I put a like got a bunch out. And I went to my mom and I like my boob hanging out. I'm like, I got milk coming out, and she was like, oh,
what about the other one?
There's no hardness on the other one. And now, but now I'm kind of curious if I shoved hard enough on the other one, if more milk would come out of that one.
Do you still have the breast pump? Maybe you can like just see.
I don't want to hook up the breast pump. I don't want my body to think I need to feed another kid.
Holly, I kind of want to just like stand behind you and just like keep squeezing your boobs
like
to see what comes out.
Whore cutters.
Gross. Gross.
See how much we can fill up a container?
Why is no one concerned
it's,
that I have milk coming out
it's
after
like the
a year?
Right? You win a date, the person who fills it up the most gets a
you're
special
like,
squirt, prize.
Squirt.
You take the right, I'll take the left.
I am so glad that my boob malfunction is causing such joy for you today.
Well, okay, well, did you, I'm sure you did research, like knowing Miss Holly O'Connor, like
yeah.
you immediately went online.
I did.
Did you find out why your body is producing milk?
Well, it could be a couple things because.
Are you pregnant?
That's a one thing, but no. There's just really, I'm 99% sure that I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
And my period's coming this, it'll be here like Sunday,
do
my
period.
Do
you want me to bring you a pregnancy test? I have one at home.
Why do you have one at home?
I mean, I'm just, fine.
She is sexually active with her.
No, it was from before. Like, I've had, I've had it for a while.
Stocking up on pregnancy tests over there?
She's just
they ain't cheap.
Guys, I mean, we got real into detail with your boob thing, but I'm a little irregular, and sometimes a girl freaks out. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I am very, very positive that I'm not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But so then I looked, and I guess just the first and hopefully easiest answer is that it is possible to spontaneously lactate for up to 2 years after you stop breastfeeding.
Oh, wow.
So that's, I guess, a thing.
That's shitty.
I know.
Seriously.
It's really weird.
But I mean, isn't there something that triggers it, though? Like, do you
That's
hear
why
a baby
I don't
crying?
Get, I don't know what it's from. That's why I got to call the gynecologist today, because I just want to get some answers, because then I got into the dark, deep, unfortunate pages of the internet.
Oh, dear.
Where I found some really scary things.
Oh.
Where it's like, if it's only on one side, maybe you have like a pus infection on one side.
Oh.
Or maybe it's brought on by stress. And
That's
I'm like, I am
of
kind
pus.
Of stressed. I know. Well, it wasn't pus, because okay. It would have probably smelled bad. But like,
yeah.
It can signify something larger. There, it some cancer was brought into the equation.
Oh, my God.
And then this... It's cancer scary. One of the other scary things was like, sometimes this happens to women as they approach menopause.
Oh!
I was like,
oh, you old, you old, you old, you so old, you old, you 100 years old, you old.
Bye. See ya. She's
Holly
out the
just...
door. I mean, you throw menopause. Of course we're going to go old. Like,
Holly, sit your old ass down. What are you talking about, girl? What are you talking about?
like, I did not expect this to go this route. It's really scary.
Well, Holly, so you have milk coming out of your boobs. You think that you could be approaching menopause.
I don't think
I
that.
I mean, your eggs are drying. I can hear your eggs drying up right now as we speak. Like,
you better get pregnant real quick. You want a second baby?
I'm about to say.
I want to right now.
Holly, like, do you want to have another child?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know if you want to give my brother or sister?
Okay, I do. I
mm-hmm.
actually do want that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know. Like, there's so much else going on in my life right now, which I know everybody and their mother would be like, you're a selfish bitch. Just go fucking have a kid.
Right.
But I don't know. There's so much more that comes along with having a baby than just, oh, put that penis in and get that egg fertilize.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's, and when people say we want to have a baby, like, it's not really just saying we want to have a baby. You want to have a child for the next continuation of your life.
Yeah, for the rest of eternity.
Like, you have to also say, I want to have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old. Like, you don't just want to have a baby. You
yeah.
want to completely expand your entire family and
wow.
do this all big old thing. I don't know.
God, that sounds so expansive. Like,
it
I
is.
Don't even want kids now after hearing that.
I mean, do people realize when they're like, we want to have a baby, that it means like trying to find your 2-year-old's shoes, and she's like, I don't know where they're at. Like, you're like, where are your shoes? Where are your shoes? Where did I put your shoes? Your sunglasses that we haven't seen in 6 months, I don't know where those are either. Like, people don't consider this when they're like, I want to have a baby.
Well, I think, Holly, you need to be the official, like, teen
Spokes
pregnancy.
For abstinence.
What
yeah,
about when you're 10? I don't have a 10-year-old, but what when your 10-year-old comes home is like, I need to do Common Core. Do you want to do that right this minute?
What the fuck is Common Core?
You know, when you're in school, they
mm-hmm.
they don't teach math like they used to.
No.
It's not like 2 + 2 = 4.
Oh.
It's like 2, go over here, add a 3, come back, add a 6, make sure it's in a box, and then you get 9, but then you have to subtract 7, and then you have 2.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, when you
like,
look, yeah.
That is for real what's happening mm-hmm. in Florida schools right now.
It's really crazy. Like, when you
insane.
Look, because we've had some listeners in the past who've, like, sent us, like, some of the homework that their kids were trying to do, and they were like, literally, I don't even know how to teach my kids simple arithmetic because the Common Core, the way they're teaching it, it's just so nuts now.
Just count on your fingers. It's fine.
You can't
know, right?
with Common Core.
No,
you gotta,
no,
like,
not at
divide
all.
The derivative or some shit. Anyway.
You know, I'll tell you, like, after watching, I've said this plenty of times, after watching Holly go through having a child, I seriously... And granted, this may change in you know, whenever I get to this point in my life, but I don't know if I want to, because I wanted to have like a surrogate mother
mm-hmm.
and, you know, implant my seed
oh,
into
man.
Her
oh, man.
And, you know, have the baby grow and then, oh, have like little baby Miguel. I don't know if I want that after watching you go through what you went through.
Listen, it gets better.
Does it though?
Yeah.
Does it really, Holly?
I mean, you
guys.
Know.
I'm really curious about the implanting of your seed. Are we doing this naturally or surgically?
No, this will be surgically.
Okay.
Yeah, this will be, I would go to a place and I would jizz in
that's
a,
what I
and
just,
then I
ew!
Would.
Ew!
I would,
don't say that, even on the Uncensored podcast.
I just wanted to make sure.
Don't ever
I mean,
say
do you
that
want
again.
Me to explain
no.
exactly
don't
how it
ever
works?
Say that again.
Like, there'll be
no.
material on
Shut
my phone
your
and it will just
face.
Go and then it'll go
I don't
inside.
I don't want to hear that. Stop.
You're complicating a very simple process.
No, I'm just kidding. Stop. No, but I think, though, that I really want
sex.
To...
I'm in sex. I mean, you're really... You could just go do a woman. It would take... You know how much money it's going to cost?
Absolutely not.
You could just do a girl for free.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, so, Holly, if I asked you to be my surrogate, would do you want me to come over there?
You said you would never be with her if you were straight.
Yeah, you did say
that. That's a no on her part.
Yeah, because you have already said you don't think I'm hot and attractive and a good life partner, so no.
No, I never said that. I just said I don't think you and I would be a good match. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're soulmates as friends.
Yes.
I just don't think on a romantic level it would work because we're way too emotional and we're way too inside, and that would be the most like passive aggressive relationship ever.
No, it wouldn't be a relationship. It's a one-time thing.
It works with Will and Grace.
No. Can I just real quick say one word?
Yes.
Quaaludes.
Wait, he's the one on Quaaludes, right?
No,
wait.
I would be the one.
I feel like it would have to be
he's
him.
He's got to have some kind of...
He'd be on something.
He got to know what's going on.
No, but he's going to not want anything to do with that. Anyways, this is too much. People have already tuned out.
I don't know what's happening. I got to call my gynecologist.
So, Nikki, did you want to... You said you have some health stuff as well?
No, let's not get into that.
Okay, she said I don't... I just... As you were talking earlier, I wrote it down. Well, I do have a question. I was talking with some friends this weekend, and we were sort of, there was this big debate because this weekend when my friends and I were out, one of them met up with the guy that he had been chatting with for a while. And so they're like talking and, you know, for the majority of the night. And then the other guy like leaves. He's like, all right, I got to wake up early for work. I have to leave. So my friend, you know, he's hanging out. And by the end of the night, he is, like, making out and doing some other things with someone else.
Yeah.
And so everyone's, like, judging him, and they're like, how dare you? Like, you just brought someone over here, and, you know, we met them, and then you're out making out with someone else, and I think they did other stuff in someone's car.
Oh.
Like, how could you do that? And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, they're not exclusive. Like, why is that an issue? Like, it shouldn't be. But, like, what is the time frame of, like, when you cut off talking to other people and when you have to stop being sexually active, I guess, with other people? Is there a time frame?
Is that the first time they met?
Yeah, that was the first time they met.
I mean, there's
that. Do what you want.
It does look a little bit loosey-goosey. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to say that you were, like, all up on one person in the beginning of the night and then you're all up on another.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not, that shouldn't stop you from doing it.
Right.
Do it. I mean, exclusive.
Get another person. Make it a trifecta.
Hey.
Might as well. Like, no. And here's the problem. All these people sitting up like Judgy McJudgersons, being like they ain't never made out with two people in one night or perhaps had sex with two people in the same weekend. Don't act like you didn't.
Holly?
Hmm? You've done that?
Have you ever had sex with two people in one weekend?
I don't know.
Answer ever, and that means yes, maybe three.
No way.
When you were in college, Holly, or in your 20s, did you ever have sex with more than one person in the weekend?
I really don't think so.
No.
I really don't. There was definitely making out,
right?
Like,
right.
Hard.
Was there any like, hey, let's get it in, girl?
I don't think I was that accomplished.
No.
To be honest.
What
I
about
really
after
don't.
College?
No, I mean, I'm including it all.
Oh, all of it?
All
okay.
of it. Because I was in a long term relationship throughout most of college.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I was that accomplished. I don't think I got that kind of game.
No, I did. I have definitely done it before.
Oh, you got that game,
I
though.
Do. No, I don't know if it's game. It's more so just
desperation.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
It's sympathy F's, if you will.
Oh.
So it's
oh.
Fun.
No, it's
oh,
not.
Oh, wow.
I don't judge you if you're going to do that, as long as you're safe.
Right, of course.
Yes.
Well, and here's the thing, too, because I was at first I was like, well, no, like, girl, live your life, do your thing. But then, like, I thought about the guy that I'm talking to, the artist formerly known as. And even though we have had the conversation, I talked about it last week, you know, that he just got out of a 3-year relationship. And so we're just chatting and hanging out and whatnot. And there are no, obviously, parameters on what's happening. But I would still be a little sort of miffed.
But you've been hanging out with him for like a month.
I know.
It's not your first meeting.
I know. But that's what makes it so difficult when it comes, because like some people are super jealous and some people are not. And just as I realize that I'm just such a super jealous person.
Then that relationship wouldn't be for you. If one of the two of those guys is real super jealous, it seems like the other guy is very flirty.
Right.
Then that relationship isn't going to work anyway. So. Bye.
That's true. So you have to basically find a person that sort of matches like your flirtation level.
I think unless you are a less flirty person that a flirty person gloms onto and like changes the world for them. You know how that can happen where
right.
you have a real flirty person that meets the one mm-hmm. and it makes him not want to be flirty anymore. Unless that happens, like some Disney magic, it's probably not going to end well.
That's now because Holly, you're a flirty person.
Yeah.
Like, did it calm down for you? Like, as you have entered, like you got into marriage and stuff. Like, did it calm down?
It calmed down for like the honeymoon phase, I think.
Right.
For sure. So, but then you know, at some point, there's like just boundaries, I guess.
You have to shut it down automatically, manually.
You have to, you know, yeah. you just have to tell yourself like.
This when you're drunk and you text somebody yeah, yeah. that you miss them, that
yeah. Unfortunate. Unfortunate. Hashtag regrets.
Oh,
that
wait,
was
no, the you didn't miss them. It. You wanted them to come hang.
Come hang.
Come oh, hang, sorry.
Come hang. Like, who doesn't want to party? Okay. Like, what? It really took me a long time until pretty much 2 weeks ago, really, to realize that I am a flirty person.
Mm.
And I think maybe there's only so long you can suppress that yeah. before who you are comes out. I don't know. I'm dealing with some, I got some life coach issues going on with oh. that.
All right. Do you consider yourself a flirty person, Nikki?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No? No.
I mean, come on, guys. Like, am I a flirty person?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't see you around, like, a lot yeah. of, like, new guys, so I don't know. I mean, I know that when you want something, like, when that night we all went out mm-hmm. and, you know,
you hung out with that one guy. Like, I could see you putting your game on, but I don't mm-hmm. know.
And I didn't know I was putting my game on, to be
oh,
honest.
Oh, girl, you had your game face on.
Yeah,
you were
yeah.
like, let me take a shot. I'm yeah. going to make this happen.
I don't
like,
know.
It,
I don't know. I guess I haven't seen you in enough situations to know whether you are or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need more evidence for the data collection.
I think that I can be joking and stuff, but I don't right. think I'm necessarily, like, I'm not like that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look at you.
I've never been that girl.
Right. I know. Holly, do you think I am? I think I can be.
You, yes. When you get drunk, you are crazy flirty.
That is true. You know what? I was just telling
when
someone.
When you're sober, you're crazy.
And when you're
flirty.
Sober, you're flirty with straight men.
Yes.
Never with the yes. person
never
that I want to be flirty with.
With the intention of your flirting.
No, yeah. because if he actually really is into you, he's standing over there with straight up stank face.
Yeah.
And you think he hates you.
Yeah, yeah. He would
That's
never know.
That's the truth.
That he would never know.
That's so true. I'm so bad. I just really realized this weekend after hanging out with the artist formerly known as that I'm just really horrible. Like, I've said that before, but it was just so striking to me that I'm just a horrible dater. Just I'm so bad at it because it's like I lose my mind when I'm in the situation and I'm not myself.
Right.
And I try to tell myself to be myself. So then I start acting on like what I think I should be acting
oh,
like.
Oh, God.
And it's just a horrible, like, that's why I'm single. That
I
is why.
Guess maybe. You really need to work on being you all the time.
I know. And it's like, how do you be you without acting like you're you? What?
No, you don't act like you're
you. Don't need
you
to act like you're you. You just, well, the problem is that, and I have the same problem because we're basically the same damn person.
Yes.
Is that we're social chameleons because yeah. we like other people to feel welcome when we're out in a big group. And mm-hmm. we'll kind of like take the flavor, the ambiance of the room, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and we will keep it going so that other people can enjoy their good time.
Right.
But what happens then is that you shove who the real you is down below. So you have to work at not caring so much about what people think.
And that's the hardest damn thing to do.
It is. That's exactly what I'm working with my life coach on. Wow. She gave me a new motto, by the way.
Which is?
Fuck this shit.
Oh!
That's the best motto ever.
I wow. know. I laughed when I read it, but then I was like, I think that should be my motto for real.
Fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit. Do me.
Oh. I'm a do me.
Do you, boo.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry to be vulgar about it.
No, so have you
my
been...
My first motto that she gave me was, I don't know what's happening right now, and that's okay. Which worked for a while, but
right.
now it's fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit. Okay.
I feel like it's that e-cards meme with the person throwing the papers up in the air.
I'm like, fuck this shit.
That's me. Right.
Well, I'm going to start saying that myself, too.
Use
that's
it.
True.
I really. It's been sort of helpful for me over the past few weeks.
Let's go get a tattoo that says fuck this shit, like on our arms.
Oh, oh. No. I can't. No, that's too much.
Just be
that's,
like, bam, yeah. fuck this shit.
Maybe if it's in like Korean or something, but not English. Oh. That's too much
yeah.
for me.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Holly, what's your social?
Radio Holly for pretty much everything.
Nikki?
Nikki off air, NICCI off air. Speaking of, my boyfriend wants to know if I want to put that on the back of my car. I said, Hell no.
Wait, your social media stuff? Why would you do that?
Just like at Nikki Off Air. I was like, what are you doing?
On the back of your car. Oh, God, Miguel, you're going to do it, aren't you?
No, listen, I have said, if I ever work for a radio station and they want to like take over my car payments, and for it, I have to like plaster their logos and stuff on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Girl, I would do it in a heartbeat.
But he was like, because he has decals on his car, he's really into cars and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you want me to go get you a Nikki Off Air one done? I can. I was like, no.
That's a lot.
I mean, maybe we should, though. I mean, we're a new show.
People always know.
I mean, like, maybe just for, like, during the week, like, not on the weekend.
You can't take it off. It's always there.
Oh, it's like, you can't. Oh, it's not like a magnet where you can take it on and off.
No, I don't want it permanently. Like, on the back of my window. Like, I mean, you can take it off, like, once.
Right.
Why have I never thought of that?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah, he's like, has at Nikki Off Air, like, on my back window. He's like, on the mini fuck bus. Let's do it.
Yes! MFB girl!
Oh, my goodness.
Let's think about that. We need to get some for
Maybe we could just have, like, at Miguel show on hot in, like, the corner.
Yeah. Or maybe we can get some made for other people to put in their cars, not ours.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to drive
around. Who's going to put Radio Holly on their car?
No, not Radio Holly, the Miguel show.
It would be just the Miguel show and hot.
Of course, Miguel show is Miguel.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing
it. It's all about Miguel.
You know why? Fuck this shit.
Okay, all right. My stuff is Miguel Fuller. If you have any questions you want us to answer, you can send an email. Miguel at hot1015.
And if you have some tips about why your boob might be leaking a year and a half, please let me know.
Hey, Holly.
Hey.
You old.
Okay, thanks.
Come on, let me squeeze it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.